In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. In those sermons and lessons, we don't have time to go into all the details, so here are some extra notes on some of the verses in 1 John. We've reached 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. This is how they read. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Another couple of verses that contain a challenge, a call to soberness, and a great promise. What we find here in verse 8 is the second error of the people who are teaching falsely and trying to draw people away from the church, the reason why this letter was written by John in the first place. Back in verse 6, the first error is exposed when they claim to have fellowship with Jesus and with one another and yet walk in the darkness, and they're living in and walking in the darkness. This is the second claim here in verse 8, where they say if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. As John says, then that seems to be what they are claiming. Another possible translation of that verse is something like this. If we boast we are free from the guilt of sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Perhaps the false teachers weren't saying sin doesn't exist, but they're saying we're not guilty of sin. We're not responsible for the consequences of our sin, or God will not hold us responsible for the sins that we are committing. In either case, what John is saying is we're deceiving ourselves. The Greek word for deceive or deceive ourselves is planomen, which means to no longer believe what is true, but to start believing what is false, to stray from the truth, to wander from the truth, to go astray from the truth. This is what happens when we start to minimize sin. We begin by believing that sin is wrong, but after a while, if we are not honest about our sin and don't confess our sins, elsewhere the Bible says that sin's deceitfulness comes in. We harden our hearts, and so we no longer believe what is true, that sin is serious. And of course, the sad part of that is if we're not honest and open about our sins and we don't acknowledge their significance and we don't confess, then we don't experience the joy of forgiveness and the wonderful showering of God's grace upon us. We have to understand and accept that sin is our fault, not our fate. In verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. Sins there is plural, and that must be significant. He's not talking about just confessing, oh yes, I'm a sinner, but that we need to confess specific sins. Homologamen is the Greek word for confession, meaning to acknowledge a fact publicly, often in reference to previous bad behavior. It means to admit, to confess. In other words, it's a public thing. It's something we do in front of and to others. It's not talking here about private confession. And of course, that's a good thing to do, private confession with God. But here he's talking about acknowledging specific personal sins to others. And this is what helps our hearts to be soft and what enables God's forgiveness and grace to come in and purify us from all unrighteousness. This is publicly agreeing with God and the community that sin is sin, to admit one's guilt in a particular case. And God will forgive not because he is indulgent and easygoing, but because he is faithful and just and keeps his promises. In Micah chapter 7, verse 18, it reads, "Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be true to Jacob and show mercy to Abraham as you pledged on oath to our fathers in days long ago." Let's be open about our sin, and God bless.